Hello, and welcome to this episode of What's Wellness Podcast, a place where I discuss the physical, energetic, mental, emotional, and spiritual components of wellness, as well as your healthy relationships with yourself, with one another, and with the planet. I'm your host, Alia, founder of Alia Yoga and Alia Yoga Academy teacher training and mentorship programs. And I'm so excited to share with you the amazing interviews that I have in queue, many of which I conducted in the spring of 2021. For the sake of getting these to you, I'm going to hold off on long intros and haven't yet brought back wise words or warm words of the week, but hope to again when I have a bit more time to focus on the podcast. There are a few of you who contribute financially to this show now with a monthly donation of any amount that helped me tremendously so that I'm able to provide what I hope is inspirational and educational content here. To those of you who participate in Sunshine Yoga, my weekly live virtual donation-based vinyasa-style practice, and to those who contribute donations to this podcast, I want to send an extra special thank you so very much for your support. There is a link in the show notes below to support this podcast with a small monthly donation that I would love for you to take a moment to look at and see if you're inspired to contribute. Now, for a brief word about Anchor and then the conversation portion of today's episode. Thank you so much for being here, and please stay tuned. Just a quick note before I introduce Sylvia, I wanted to let you know that there are a few audio bumps along the way, if you will. I think one or both of our microphones may have been running across our shirts. So please bear with us with the sound challenge, but the content of today's interview is so valuable, and I really think you'll enjoy anyhow. So thank you so much for being here today. And I'll introduce Sylvia right away. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today to What's Wellness Podcast. I'm so excited. As always, you know I get excited about having today's very special guest on the show. Welcome, Sylvia, to What's Wellness Podcast. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm doing great. And I'm so excited to chat all things wellness with you today.
Hooray, me too. Sylvia, will you introduce yourself? I'd love for you to share a little bit about who you are and what you're doing.
Yeah, so my name is Sylvia Hall, and I am the co-founder of Lifted Naturals, which is a well-being movement, but we are best known for our mood probiotics, which we have four different formulas of. And I did create this entire brand based on my own struggles after my second child, just not feeling like myself, knowing that there was a missing piece to the puzzle. And that led me down the rabbit hole of the gut-brain connection and the specific types of good bacteria that can really be our friends and help us with a little boost, if you will.
Wow, awesome. I can't wait to dive into that. What a great, concise introduction. I'd love to ask you today, what's wellness look and feel like for you?
For me, wellness is an anchored feeling of really being able to tap into my center or my source, my true essence. And from that place, experience a deeper level of trust and flow and fun. And it's definitely something I'm getting better at. It is something I consider a practice and not necessarily just something that we're born with. But for me, it's really about that centered knowing. A centered knowing is what I would say wellness is for me.
Right. Isn't that the truth? A process rather than an event, and how much that process can kind of ebb and flow.
Yes, and definitely evolve. I think that that's the beautiful thing about wellness is we think, oh, I'm feeling really well. And then we can continue to expand our capacity for how good we really can feel in our bodies or even just in connection to our true self.
Absolutely. So are you raising your family with those values as well? Tell us about your life and your family.
Yeah, so we have two children, and then my fellow co-founder is my husband, Tim. And we have a 10-year-old and 12-year-old, and we've definitely had a lot of unique time together over the last 18 months or so with everything that's been going on. We opted to have our kids home with us, and we homeschooled for a big chunk of that. And that was definitely a unique time of seeing how much they had already become accustomed to the systems that is school. And we put a big emphasis on emotional intelligence. We put a big emphasis on feeling good and managing your mind and understanding that the stories we tell ourselves are not always the truth. We can be the watcher of our thoughts and, spend a lot of time kind of undoing the stress of what I think we put on our children and ourselves in a society of achievement and grades and grade level. And it was just so fascinating to see how much they had already kind of had to unlearn about what really matters. I feel like when you have a strong foundation for your mental and spiritual health, everything else can fall into place. Everything else is figure outable or can be learned. But that foundation of feeling good and loving yourself really is absolutely key.
Well said. I agree. So is that how Lifted Naturals came about? Is that what inspired you to begin this process?
Well, it was actually shortly after I had my second child. So I was a mom of two young kids and I was frazzled and I was irritable and I was not feeling like myself at all. I just knew that there was a better way. And on the one hand, it was how my life felt for me, but on the even weightier hand was the impact of being their mom and feeling like I wasn't being the kind of mom I could be. And I feel like that weight that it was just almost too much. I just knew there had to be a better way. And so I began to research how to feel better naturally, which is our tagline, Live the Naturals, feel better naturally.
Love it.
And and so it was really, that was my exact Google search, was how can I feel better naturally? How can I, what do I need? What's missing? What's going on here? And so for me, it really began to line up when I was seeing all the different connections of our digestive system and our mood. And so for me, it was a really big aha that this is a two-way communication. The gut talks to the brain and the brain talks to the gut. And if one is unhappy, the other one's probably unhappy too. And it was from that like aha moment of, okay, there are specific types of good bacteria even that we can take that can help us to feel a bit lighter, a bit less worried, a bit looser. And from that place, I began to just do my own experimentation on myself. And I'm pretty sensitive, so that came to, be a real benefit during that time. And I said, I really notice a difference when I take these specific types of probiotics and I take this specific type of prebiotic. And from there, it was the entrepreneur in me that was definitely getting very excited of like, I have something here that's different than what I can find on the market. It's better. I can do it better. And that's when I started to find a manufacturer that could actually help me create my idea into form.
Wow, that's amazing. Congratulations. That takes courage and determination, and that's really inspiring. Good for you.
Thank you.
So you're saying that the gut-brain connection, when you take probiotics, you're not only positively impacting the environment in your digestive system, but these good bacteria can also affect your mood.
Yes, and I think that's what I get so excited about is that the specific strains that we've included in our formulas, and we do have four different mood probiotics, two that have probiotics and prebiotics, and then we have two without prebiotics because some people are really sensitive to prebiotics. But those specific types of feel-good bacteria that can help with the body's stress response, that help with the production of serotonin, all of those feel-good neurotransmitters, they all still help with digestion too, though. Like, isn't Mother Nature amazing? It's not just like, oh, I have to take this for mood and this for digestion. But instead, it's just this powerhouse type of bacteria that is known to just calm the body and still have all of those digestive benefits.
Amazing. So would you say that it helps people with things like anxiety and depression?
So that's really interesting that you bring that up. We are, as you know, a supplement company, and supplements are not monitored by the FDA. So our facility that produces our products are all made in an FDA-approved facility.
No kidding.
And so, but the products themselves are not monitored by the FDA. And
Sure.
so I'm going to take this as an opportunity to share a little bit of a hiccup we had in our business in 2021, which is when the FDA came in and gave us a warning letter for having words like anxiety and depression on our website. Now, most of those words were actually customer reviews that we then took down. And we have learned since then that there are some words that we are not allowed to use as a company.
Wow.
And from that experience, I pretty much went into my own shell of I don't know what I can and can't say. I'm just going to burrow myself into a hole and try to figure out how to move my business forward without reviews and without
Right, what to do next after
what to
that?
do. So we do typically stay away from those words because of the current situation that is the way it is. And that is why we do call ourselves a mood probiotic, because that is a word that is allowed for us to use. So I hope that answers your question.
Brilliant. Yes, absolutely. That's brilliant. What a creative way to navigate that challenging system.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. So tell us a little bit about the business side of things. Like if you're a mom and a partner and a businesswoman, how do you balance all of that?
Yes, so Lifted is, let's see, about 4 years old. But prior to that, I've always been entrepreneurial. I've always known that I wanted to be home with my kids, but not just stay home with them, also grow a business alongside of the babies, which they're not really babies anymore. But
Right.
I knew that I wanted to create something that I really believed in. And I knew that that was the way that I would feel fulfilled. I just knew that about myself. Some lessons are harder learned, and some of those we come into the world knowing. And I just knew that having a job, I said, I've had a job once. It was the worst day of my life.
Oh, no.
So I just knew that my personality suited much better to being the boss, and some people are just that way. And essentially, I had tried out a lot of different businesses. I continued to be the visionary, the big picture thinker, and bringing my husband in as an implementer and the finisher and the detail-oriented guy has been really, really beneficial. But I will say that from the business standpoint, two important things. One is I learned that I wanted to grow a business, whereas before I was actually self-employed. Now, there's nothing wrong with being self-employed, but I just didn't really realize there was a difference. Being self-employed meant that I had to continue to work if I wanted to make money. Having a business meant that my business would run and I could make money while I went to my kid's soccer game, took my kid to the skate park while I slept. I love to sleep. So that,
Brilliant.
yes, that distinction has been key for me from a business side. And then the other thing that's been really helpful as I've grown this business is to have this one kind of clarity generating question. And that one question for me has been, is it scalable? So when I have a decision or I have an opportunity in front of me, I have to ask myself, is this a scalable move for Lifted? So spending my time coming and talking to cool people on podcasts is scalable because we can share it and other people share it and I connect me to people. There are times where I have to say no because the opportunity for growth is just not quite scalable enough. So for me, that has made
Sure.
all the difference to continue to be a present mom and also a mom with many passions. So continuing my own side passions along the way of growing Lifted, I think that's the best way to grow a business is to stay passionate about it, which means don't burn yourself out on it. So that's how I've
Right.
continued to do that.
And then you're also being such a great example for your children.
Well, they do seem to kind of pick up on the fact that dad didn't used to be home. So about 2 years ago, he was able to quit his job as an engineer at a brewery, and he's been full time with Lifted. But we kind of joke when we call it full time because our goal is not to work a full time job. Our goal is always to enjoy our work and enjoy our life. And so there are times where we work at night for a few hours. And there's times where we don't work for a couple of days and just kind of, oh yeah, we should probably get to it and work on something, right? So them seeing him home is a shift that happened about 2 years ago that he was able to quit. So because of Lifted's growth and success.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
So I'm looking at your website, shop.liftednaturals.com. I'm on the page with all of the supplements, all of the probiotics, and it's a really beautiful, clean page. And I'm loving what I see with regards to, and I'd love for you to explain what these two things mean for the listeners, shelf stable and what was the other one? Let me see.
Was it about histamines? Because that's a good one too, to kind of explore.
Yes. And histamine free.
Yes. Okay. So shelf stable, when I was first getting started, first trying to find a manufacturer, I was doing my research. What is better, refrigerated probiotics or shelf stable probiotics? Now shelf stable, meaning they do not need to go in the fridge. They are stable on the shelf. And it took me back and forth a lot of different ways. And I was buying different probiotics, refrigerated ones and ones that were shelf stable. And what I found was for the e-commerce model, which we have embraced, which means our products are shipped from a fulfillment warehouse, to try to keep that refrigerated, it was more of a liability than anything else.
Right.
So the idea of trusting that the delivery driver, you know, was very urgent with the delivery because it says it needs to stay cold just didn't feel right for me. So I was really leaning heavily towards shelf stable. And my research continued to show that they are just as effective, just as potent, and that shelf stable is indeed still a very powerful probiotic to take. So that hopefully covers that. And then when it comes to histamines, I've learned so much as I've continued to grow this business. When I first launched the business, it was based on this one product idea. Like I mentioned, it is the original product that we created, which is mood boosting probiotic. And it has 9 specific types of feel good probiotic bacteria, plus the prebiotic GOS. And we launched that into the world and it has continued to do really well. That's our first product and it's our best seller. However, we quickly learned that a lot of customers were coming to us saying, I'd love to take your product, but I have a histamine sensitivity or I'm histamine intolerant. And from that, we were able to say, okay, like how can we help these people too? And that led to developing Bifidus Mood Boost, which is a non-histamine producing probiotic. So the bifido bacteria are just generally known for being more histamine friendly. Now there are some lactobacillus types of bacteria that are also histamine friendly or even histamine degrading. So kind of on that note, I'm going to backtrack a little and share that mood boosting probiotic, while it does have one or two strains that could be potentially histamine producing, it has one or two that are histamine degrading as well. So if you don't have a severe histamine intolerance, mood boosting probiotic could be just fine for you. Many people come to us and say, this has really helped my seasonal allergies. And they're not even taking the histamine free one. So, So people may not know, just general symptoms of histamine intolerance include headaches or migraines, nasal congestion or sinus issues, fatigue, hives, digestive issues, irregular menstrual cycle, nausea, et cetera. So those are kind of the general premise of the histamine intolerance. So
fascinating.
From there, I was just going to share that we've created 2 that are probiotic only, and both of those are also histamine friendly or non-histamine producing. And that would be Mood Super Strength, which has probiotic only. And then our final one is SBO Mood Boost, which is a spore-based probiotic. And that is also a non-histamine formula.
Great segue, because I wanted to ask you, what does that mean, spore-based probiotic? That sounds cool.
Yeah. So I'll keep it simple with the fact that the first 3 of our probiotics and most of the probiotics on the market are the traditional probiotic bacteria. So that would be lactobacillus and bifidobacteria.
Okay.
Now there are some other ones that are the traditional type strains, but those are the ones we used in our formulas. Whereas the spore-based probiotics are just known for being much more hardy and able to survive the digestive tract and also be really beneficial for more hard to treat digestive issues, like maybe antibiotic overuse. The spore-based probiotics are really potent for that type of thing. And also I found While our bottle does say 18 and under, talk to your doctor. I will say that everyone in our home takes our probiotics. And I found that SBO has been really beneficial for my son, who had a lot of ear infections. And I wasn't quite the, how do you say, natural solution seeker when he was really, really young that I wish I had been, that I am now. And so there's been a lot of gut work, reworking that we've done for his benefit, and SBO Mood Boost has been really beneficial for him.
Wow. What does SBO stand for? Spore-based?
Yes. And it's actually kind of tricky because spore-based and soil-based are used interchangeably, but according to my lab team, which I've continued to say, like, you know, are we sure? Like, those are used pretty interchangeably in our industry. So it does on our bottle say spore-based organism, I believe, but soil-based organism and spore-based are used interchangeably.
Awesome. That's really helpful because I was wondering about that. And I'm going to ask you, I almost hesitate to ask because it's a little bit controversial, but let me back up and share a real brief story because I was diagnosed with SIBO a couple of years ago, small intestine bacteria overgrowth. And I treated it with antibiotics as well as herbal supplements and a specific nutrition regimen. And my SIBO after the treatment didn't go away. When I retested, I still had it. And so one of the challenges that I faced because my motility was so slow, meaning as I was digesting food, it wasn't moving properly through my small intestines quick enough. And I was taking a certain probiotic and my doctor said, you know, for right now, you need to stop taking the probiotics because they're living in your small intestine, which is not where they're supposed to live, and then overpopulating there, which could be contributing or even causing your SIBO. Can you share a little bit about people who have, say, constipation or motility problems? Can they use your spore-based probiotics to help heal their gut as they're treating it with maybe other natural remedies or even antibiotics?
Yeah, so I have multiple things to say about that. The first one is this is not medical advice, so you have to talk to your doctor about this. This would be my personal experience of what I've encountered. Typically speaking, I have found that when we go really slow with a probiotic dose, you're able to eliminate potential die-off, and you're also able to really see what your body's able to handle. So when it comes to someone who says, I don't tolerate probiotics well, my first tip is always to take one of our probiotics out of the bottle, set that capsule down, and know that you're going to use that capsule for 1 to 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yes. So by going really slow, a lot of times people, by not going slow and just taking a capsule or next day, take one or two and they're like, I don't know about this. And then boom, they're hit with some major die-off issues. That can be headache, fatigue, bloating, things that they think, oh, this probiotic is not the one for me. But we see these reviews on products all over the market. And I'm always like, nope, it's not the product. It's actually the amount.
Thought the more the better, but it sounds like not.
No, especially not in the beginning, because in the beginning, your body is experiencing kind of what it's been craving, but too much too fast can really create, an influx of symptoms. So by using that one capsule for 1 week or two, now there's different ways to do it. You can open the capsule, literally just sprinkle a little bit like on your tongue and then just swallow like the tiniest sprinkle. You could also sprinkle some into a smoothie or some other beverage. Just not like a boiling hot tea would be something I wouldn't recommend. But by doing just a really slow amount, you give your body time to get used to that new good bacteria so that it can gradually work its way up to do its job. With the SIBO thing, that is a diagnosis, so I can't really go into that too much, but it is a complicated thing. It's a little bit like prebiotic fiber, where someone says, no, prebiotics are so good for you. And it's like, yeah, but if you have a yeast overgrowth, then prebiotics, are they feeding that yeast overgrowth? So it can be a really complex thing that really does take a lot of different requires a lot of perspectives to be taken in. So a case-by-case basis of seeing how you feel if you go really slow with it, I think may be a beneficial way to start if you want to try it.
What a great suggestion. That's amazing. So I'm seeing four other products on your site that I'd love to talk about and share. Some vitamin C, a mood boosting blend with minerals, and then also one with a microdose of melatonin. That's really cool.
Yeah. So the melatonin is one I'd love to talk about because it's our newest one that I just really felt like there wasn't the right dose of melatonin on the market. Now, I'm not saying that 1 milligram or even 5 milligrams is a bad dose to take, especially if you have a specific intention and your physician's kind of directing you down that path. But the amount in ours is actually 100 micrograms, which is a teeny tiny dose. And it's just the right dose for basically regular consumption. So just to offset our body's exposure to blue light that we all have so much of, that dose of melatonin can really just help people to reset their clock because, you know, a little bit of how it used to work, the sun would go down and then we wouldn't be exposed to light. We would just slow down and go to bed earlier. But of course, now we have overhead lights and we have our phone blue lights and TV and laptops and so much blue light exposure that that blue light exposure is blocking our body's natural melatonin production. And so by supplementing with melatonin, a low dose like this, an hour or two before bed, you kind of get your body back in sync with the way nature intended it to be.
Fascinating. Very well said. You're very well spoken. You know your stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Great job. So with all of this in mind, right now I'm seeing everything is on sale.
Yeah, we do some different sales. There's always a variety of events or things we do. It's generally, though, I will say, if you see the price on our website, it'll be the same over on Walmart.com and Amazon.com. So those are the three places online that we do all sell, and we don't want anyone to feel like they missed out from buying it one place versus the next. So those are the three places to buy, and they are all the same price.
That's great to know. And do you offer any kind of discounts for listeners of podcasts such as this?
Yeah. So one way that we do that is just simply by, if you go over to our website, it'll pop up and say, join the Lifted community, and you can save 15%. Okay. So that is one way to stay connected as well and hear a bit more about what we've got going on. You know, we do a weekly podcast ourselves called The Lifted Life, like I mentioned. And so that gives kind of a chance to stay connected and see that we're much, much more than just a probiotic company. We really are doing our best to create a well-being movement, knowing that if you just take your mood probiotic and go on about your life, you are probably not as likely to see or feel the change that you're desiring. And yet if you incorporate that, knowing that everything is energy and this probiotic is energy and this Lifted Life podcast will give me the right energy, then it kind of all goes into the same flow of helping people just to really feel better and live their best life.
I love it. So listeners, go check out shop.liftednaturals.com, create an account. You'll save 15% off. If you don't want to go to the website, like Sylvia said, it's sold on Amazon and Walmart.com. So that's really cool. And how about, can you share with us just a little bit about your The Lifted Life podcast?
Yeah. So every week, my husband and I just come together and we do our best to think through the week. And we say, where did life kind of kick us in the crotch? And where did we, where did we have some growth and some learning and kind of just make an example out of ourselves, because we really do continually learn and reinvest in ourselves with coaches and programs and reading Dr. Joe Dispenza and following all of this amazing work of that's available to us through the interwebs and just continually kind of try to share the real life behind the scenes, what it's like being a business owner, being a podcast host with your husband, all of that real life stuff, but then applying a lot of the strategies that we are learning.
Wow, that's epic. I love the picture on the podcast page of you and your husband and your two adorable kiddos. That's so great. Well, Sylvia, you're such a gem and full of knowledge. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us today?
You know, one thing I really do love to just point out as the different paths that I've been down and the troubles and the dark nights of the soul that have led me here is just that idea of being your own advocate, because I feel like nobody really can or will or should care more about how you feel than you do. And I do feel like feeling good really is the thing, because when we feel good, then we can do so much more good. We can make an impact. We can touch the lives of others with our light. But it's really hard to do that when we're struggling and when we're in a dark place. So from that experience of mine, of just of being there and going through those struggles, I do just think that prioritizing feeling good is absolutely worth it. You are worth the investment of time and energy, the time to slow down and meditate, even when you're so busy and there's messes piling up all around you. I am right there with you in those trenches. And I know that when I stop and I slow down and I center myself to create that true wellness, like I talked about in the beginning, so much good flows from that.
Oh, that's beautiful and so important. I couldn't agree more. I talk about in my yoga classes how it's more important how you feel than how you look. And of course, that's important on the mat with a yoga pose, but it's also important off the mat, like you're saying, really paying attention to and taking care of yourself and how you feel. So thank you for sharing that. And how can people reach you or connect with you?
Let's see. We do show up consistently on our social platforms. So that's Lifted Naturals over on Instagram and Facebook. So those are great places where we highlight, the podcast episodes and other insights and powerful customer testimonials of our products. So those are two social places. And then our podcast is available wherever people listen to podcasts.
Perfect. So I'll have linked in the show notes below for easy navigation at Lifted Naturals for Instagram and Facebook. And then I'll also have links to the podcast and to the website.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Amazing. So what's something you feel grateful for today?
Okay, so this is going to be a little meta because I'm going to be grateful for feeling grateful. But here lately, I've been doing a very serious, I use that term loosely, but a very serious meditation practice where I lay down, close my eyes, and I do my best to open my heart. And I feel like that one trick, so to speak, that one activity of elevating my vibration, tapping into appreciation, just creating that space, knowing that appreciation is the greatest vibration for creating more of what you want. To me, just that knowing, I'm very grateful for the knowing of the power of being grateful.
Wow, you have it dialed in.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. It's a work in progress. It's a practice, if you will.
Certainly. But the way you share it in a concise and well thought out way is easy to digest, pun intended.
I
Yay, awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been just a joy and an honor to chat with you and connect and hear all about Lifted Naturals. I'm someone who's gone through the gamut from digestive challenges to mood challenges and everything in between. So I'm really excited to check out your probiotics.
Yes, me too. We'll have to follow up, and as with any customer, if you have any questions, if you have any concerns, please feel free to reach us, and just kind of share what's going on. A lot of times we will say, just go a little slower with the dosage and see if that helps. But of course, with four different formulas, it can occasionally take a bit of trial and error. And if for some reason someone were to purchase a probiotic and not exactly love it, then we're always happy to refund it or send them a replacement. So they can, we always encourage the replacement, not just from a business standpoint, but that's really how you find the right match for you. And we have plenty of customers who have said, I'm so glad I tried this second one you sent me because it is a match made in heaven. And each of the four are quite different.
Wow, that's so good to know. And what great customer service. And I think the idea of going real slow and kind of titrating your probiotic dosage is a really Fascinating idea. I never thought of that.
Yes, that's a big takeaway. I'm hopeful that people can use that tip no matter what they're taking or trying, that slowness really does, slow and steady wins the race.
I just thought of a question, Sylvia. If you don't mind, can I ask you about whether you recommend taking your probiotics with food or without food in between meals?
Yes, and while I answer that, let me also answer AM or PM, okay?
Okay.
So our probiotics are intended absolutely to be taken with food because that food helps the good bacteria get where it needs to go. Mm. We have a veggie cellulose capsule, which basically means it's something you could just dump the probiotics out and toss the capsule, be done with it, use just the powder in a smoothie, like I said, or that helps you go slow with the dose. If it were an enteric coated capsule that was essentially made with many, many, many more ingredients. That's one of the other platforms that we stand on very solidly, is that with as few ingredients as possible to continue to keep it a health product and not something with 10 extra added ingredients, we do use the veggie cellulose capsule, which allows you to open it or take the full dose. And if you do, take it with food because that helps that good bacteria get where it needs to go.
Great. And so AM or PM?
Yes. And AM or PM is a common question we get. And now this may sound like I don't have an answer, but it really is a real answer. You have to try it and see. We have some people who absolutely are committed to the belief and knowing that our probiotic gives them energy and they love that. And then we have some other people who say, I absolutely feel sleepy after I take this, but I take it at night and it's no problem. So
interesting.
Very individual from what I have found. So, overall, though, it's not like it's going to give you jitters of energy or even, put you straight to sleep. It's not that kind of effect, but you will kind of notice. For me personally, I take it with my breakfast. I feel more balanced all day. I don't really feel like it's giving me energy, but it's also not slowing me down by any means. So hopefully that's somewhat helpful too.
So helpful. Perfect. Well, it'll be fun to experiment and see, morning or evening, but for sure to take it with food. And it's really cool to know that that actually helps the good bacteria get to where they need to be.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time and sharing your wisdom and expertise. And I'm really excited to share and promote Lifted Naturals. And it's been an absolute honor to interview you today.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity, and I hope you have a blessed rest of your day.
Same to you. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's interview, and although the format for this episode was a little bit different than what you may have been used to in the past, I'm just so pleased to finally release this interview and hope you enjoyed. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, feedback, or requests, please email me, alia@aliayoga.com, spelled A-H-L-I-A. Please be sure to follow along on Instagram with me at What's Wellness Podcast and at Alia Yoga. You can tune in to audio recordings of my classes through my other podcast, simply called Alia Yoga, and purchase the video recordings from my website, which is, you guessed it, aliayoga.com/shop. Thank you once again for tuning in today. Be kind to yourselves and to one another, and have a wonderful rest of your day and rest of your week. Until next time, be well.